Because when you have parents like this, it's like you're walking on eggshells. You don't know when they're going to blow up. You don't know when they're going to get angry. And even a creak in the floor as you're walking up the steps triggers something in you. I know something's up because you called me. Wonder if I see it in your eyes. You just wanna hear me because you're lonely. Welcome back, y'all. My name is Monique. I'm a wife, mom, entrepreneur, and as you can tell, a digital creator for those of you who may be here for the first time. Welcome back, and thank you for giving me your time, your ear, for checking out the show on audio platforms and or on YouTube. I hope that you are well, and I hope that you are doing okay. As you can tell from the title, this is heavy stuff today. I know many, many people resonate with this. And unfortunately, we've all been there when we are dealing with parents who have emotional immaturity and or emotional unhealed traumas and physical traumas and such. And we being the children who witness and or are the innocent bystanders in the effects of their childhood and what that looked like for them. And so I want to give you a second, okay? As long as you're not driving, grab your water, your herbal tea, your cappuccino, your agua, your raw comb, whatever it is that you need, baby, okay? So we can get right into this episode and waste no freaking time. So dealing with parents who have obvious and maybe not so obvious emotional immaturity and or unhealed traumas is very tumultuous. Having a parent like that looks like a parent that may be narcissist, controlling, verbally abusive. You kind of feel like you have to walk on eggshells around them. And I'm going to do my best to try to keep this as respectful as possible because both of my parents are still living and coherent people. And so I wanted to touch on it. It's been on my heart heavy. I don't know why. I don't know what will come of this episode. And with this particular episode, we will not be delving into any newsworthy content, hot takes, pop culture, or any foolishness. We're going to stick with this particular topic and this topic only. And shout out to Stephen L. Stephen Lee of the Black Wall podcast. And he is our first family to, or cousin, I should say. He has supported your girl, your fave elder millennial on the Patreon community. And I too have supported his platform on the Patreon. And so, you know, all we got is us, y'all. So shout out to Stefan. Thank you so much, bro, for supporting the show and for not even thinking about it and supporting the show monetarily and investing in the movement. And you guys check out his podcast. I'll link it in the description if you are seeking to get into the real estate game and or investment game as it pertains to real estate. He shares his uncensored truths about his journey as a real estate investor, landlord, etc. So I implore you guys. I can't talk today, daggone it. Okay. I implore you guys to check out his show if you're looking for uncensored and uncut and authentic commentary and experiences about being a real estate investor, getting into the game, how you can get into the game. So check him out, Stephen Lee. I appreciate you, bro. And if you've seen the last episode, then I shouted him out on our outro on the video on YouTube as well. So if you join on Patreon, you too can get a shout out as well. So anyway, let's get into the topic, y'all. We got all the announcements out of the way. I don't know why this topic has been on my mind for the last couple of weeks, but it has. And at first I was like, well, maybe I should do this as a Patreon exclusive. So it's not entirely public, but public. Y'all know what I'm saying, right? And because I don't know how much I'm going to share. I don't know how little I'm going to share. And again, I'm going to do it respectfully for the respect that I have for my parents and them being my parents and just for everything they've done for me. Because regardless, I'll say this to you. If you have parents who you live with or don't live with anymore, and you're an adult now, probably if you're listening, probably 20 to 45 is what our demographics say.
I'm not telling you, and I am not trying to enforce upon you guys to mend broken relationships as it pertains to your parents' emotional immaturity and or unhealed traumas and unhealed emotional issues from their parents and their family upbringing. My message for this episode is to, for you to be able to go through the motions of dealing with or not dealing with said parent, but being okay in your body, in your mind, and in your inner being, knowing that the hand that you were dealt as a child is a result of the hand that they were dealt as a child. And unfortunately, as human beings, we are very, very selfish. And so when we look at issues in our lives, we are always looking at it from the standpoint of, well, how did this affect me? And what I have learned through this whole experience in my 39 years of life at this point when this episode releases is that regardless of what I've been through with my parents, they also had a go through that they went through with their parents. And they are a product of that go through. And my upbringing as a child is a product of their go through. And if they gave the bare minimum, and if your people, your parental figures, gave you the bare minimum, then that is a reflection of all they had to give you. They did not have the capacity to do more than what they did or did not do to you. And so it is more about how you will move forward and how you will be kind and loving on your inner child, regardless of the relationship that you may or may not have with them, whether it's tumultuous, whether it's a great relationship now. And I will say that for me, the issues as it pertains to having emotionally immature parents, it goes for both my mom and my dad. But in my particular situation, it's more about my dad because of his upbringing and the times in which he was being raised. My dad was born in 1945. And so he will be, 78 on his next birthday this summer. And so his experience is not only about how his parents raised him, but also about the societal influences of his childhood and what that looked like for a young Black man in America, growing up before the civil rights movement, you know? And so because of who I am as a Libra woman in my sun sign, I have a lot of patience and understanding. And even as a child, people who have known me since I was little, that are my parents' friends, they always called me an old soul back in the day because I was very nonchalant. I was very introverted. I was very in my head and a thinker growing up. And so although growing up, there were things that happened that I didn't understand why they happened, or that I didn't understand why my mom or my dad reacted or treated this situation in a way, I kind of, to some degree, innately knew that it was because of their upbringing, sorry, family, that is why they reacted and why they did what they did or didn't do, right? And so I think that's really hard for us, is to put ourselves in their position and being an adult, raising children, whether in wedlock or out of wedlock, and trying to raise another human being at a time where emotional intelligence and all these other trendy terms that we now know that professionals and clinicians have shared with us on the interwebs. We didn't have names for this shit back then, y'all. Okay. Growing up as an early 80s babies, elder millennial now, there was no names like emotionally immature parents, unhealed parents. We weren't using those terms back in the 80s and 90s, y'all. We just knew that somebody hurt us. our parent hurt us or their parent hurt them. And maybe that parent passed away before they could get some sort of closure through conversation. But we know now that closure doesn't necessarily mean having conversation, but it means that maybe in my mind, I've come to an understanding, not dismissing the wrong that they've done to me, but I've come to an understanding that their life's path is the reason why my life's path ended up the way that it did. And a lot of us don't make it out alive. A lot of parents don't make it out alive. You don't get to have those conversations with, right? And so ultimately, I think why I have been pondering on this a lot, as I've stated in other episodes, is because I've told you guys that I've tried to teach my son emotional intelligence, feeling the feels. Go ahead and cry, son, but I need you to verbalize what you're thinking and what you're feeling with the words that you know and that are familiar to you. And so because we didn't have these terms, these terms and definitions publicly, because they've pretty much kind of always been there, but we as public citizens did not have that outside of not being clinicians, psychologists, and counselors. And so a lot of my healing journey from the effects of having emotionally immature and traumatized parents, as you have, the lot of the closure has been because of my own emotional intelligence. And what I have learned about emotional intelligence is that it's not necessarily about the other people that we're dealing with, but in how we deal with other people and how they deal with us. So emotional intelligence is really about self-awareness, self-discovery, and knowing and wisdom. And so when I think about my parents and how they did certain things back in the day, which no longer trigger me, but just reflection, for the sake of reflection, because now I'm a mother, right? I understand because I know more about their history as an adult and what they went through. And they've shared things with me over the years since I've been an adult, say, you know, 20 or 18 plus years old. I now understand why certain things that happened in our household happened and why they reacted or didn't react or didn't do certain things. And it's because of their own upbringing. And so again, I'm not saying that you have to be that understanding. You have to figure out for yourself what you're comfortable with. And I'm not saying that you should go and make amends with a parent that you've had to separate yourself from because of their toxic ways. You know what? I'll stop there. Let's take a quick commercial break while y'all ponder over that, what I've said. We'll be back in just a second. Sit tight, y'all. Hey, y'all. Push that follow button on Apple iTunes and or Spotify. And while you're there, leave us a review in that little box, okay? We appreciate you. It helps the show and to be discovered more easily, okay? Because we can't do this thing called life alone, y'all. We appreciate you, family. Now let's get to the episode, okay? Okay, family. So we're back with the commercial break. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay, so where I left off was saying to you guys that you don't necessarily have to find closure with that parent, especially if they've gone on to the other dimension and they're no longer here on Earthside. And then number two, I'm not saying that you need to go have a conversation with. Do whatever your spirit leads you to do. Discern what your spirit wants you to do with this relationship and how you should move forward with this relationship. But I will say this, once I knew more about my parents' upbringing and what they went through, as they have shared with me as I am now an adult, it has allowed me to forgive some of the things they did or didn't do when I was growing up. And it has allowed me to expand my thought process about how complicated this life-ish really is, you guys. And most of the time, people are just doing the best that they can, whether you agree with it or whether you do not. And I know, and I have witnessed a lot of women having tumultuous relationships with their moms. And for me personally, regardless of what my mom was going through in her own emotional body and emotional intelligence and her healing journey, She made sure that she did the opposite or tried to do the opposite of what her mother did with or for her. And when my mom's a baby boomer, she was born 1960, right there. And so there were certain conversations that parents did not have with their children that my mom made sure that she had with me, such as sex. Like my mom said that, and I know she doesn't mind me sharing, but she said that one time one of her aunts, which would have been my great aunt, which I had met when I was younger, she was still alive back then, she got smacked in the lips one time for just saying the word pregnant. And so I'm not dismissing or excusing bad behaviors, but I really want us to expand our minds and to realize and try to understand and have compassion for what our parents went through, because ultimately that's what made them who they are. And that's what made them the parents that we know them to be. And again, I'm not telling anyone to go to their parents and try to hash out old things. What I would really recommend, family, is for you to go see a therapist, get a life coach to go along with that if you're looking for a non-clinical position, or go see a psychiatrist to help you. I'm just here to open up the conversation to let you know that you're not effing alone, y'all, out here in these healing streets. Maybe that's a series we need to do on the show. These healing streets. Let's see what we're healing from, you know, and the I can't speak on my sister's relationship with my father because she's not here to defend herself or tell her story. I can't defend my brother, my older brother, that is, who passed away many years ago from drug addiction of cocaine. And, you know, I can't speak on any of those things because these two people are not here. And my brother, God rest his soul, has been gone since I was 6 years old. And so what I have learned and what has helped me to heal from some of the things that's happened from my parents and the things that they've done in their personal lives outside of being a parent to me, which also affected me in turn. And I think that's what the issue really is that we as parents forget that whatever decision we make or don't make, or the conversation we have or never have with our children, affects them regardless of how well you think you're doing or just in general. And I love my parents to the moon and back. And they have done great and wonderful things for me growing up. And they've also hurt me. And they've also done some beautiful things for me as an adult, as a married woman, and still continue to do and pass over into their grandchildren. You know, my dad lost a son to drug addiction and cocaine back in the late 80s. But then me and my sister and I should say, if with our correct college grammar, my sister and I, between the two of us, we have like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sons. And so that was the beauty of my father sticking around and staying around in his children's lives, all despite him losing his first child. He gained 3 or 4, 5 more sons, you know, and I love my father dearly. And many of the parental issues that I have come from my father, unfortunately, my mom too, but in different ways. You know, my mom was very vocal with me, very open with me, and very honest with me, being the Aries son and not being able to be passive aggressive. Aries son people are not passive aggressive people. And so my dad being a Gemini and air sign. And the crazy thing is that my dad, my sister and I, we're all air signs. My sister is an Aquarius. My dad is a Gemini and I'm a Libra. That whole cycle. And so, you know, my sister and I, we love our father dearly, but there's been some things, you know, and there's been some things. And then a lot of those things that my dad did that we didn't like or that hurt us is because of his own upbringing and being hurt as a child himself. There's so many layers and nuances to life and to how we move forward with the cards that we are dealt. But at the end of the day, at the end of it all, regardless of how bad we were hurt, I should have made this a disclaimer in the beginning. This is not to anyone who has suffered physical abuse because of a parent, or a parent allowed physical abuse to happen to them, such as hitting, sexual abuse, etc., and even verbal abuse. You know, a lot of us deal with verbal abuse in our families, and we didn't even know that there was a such thing as such until 5 years ago. Let's be honest, y'all. Let's be honest. A lot of us dealt with verbal abuse within our households, and we didn't even know there was a name for it, or that there was a way for us to heal from that. And that's something that I dealt with in my childhood and such. I'll be honest and quite frank that my father was very, what's the word? I guess surly or mean and strict. And although there was no physical abuse of any sort, my dad could kill you with his tongue. And a lot of his family is that way. And that's something that I had to heal from on my own journey as a woman and coming of age. And I found myself as an adult portraying the same characteristics as my dad from growing up under his roof. There's many physical and sexual abuse that happens to children. There's also verbal. Verbal is just as impactful on a life negatively as it is physical abuse that happens to children or that may have happened to you. And you can't unhear that in your mind. And it's hard when it's been verbal, because I think when you have a parent who is verbally abusive and mean, it kind of feels like you're losing your mind, because you're not sure if what is being done to you is even characterized as a fault or bad behavior. That's what I'll say it feels like. It feels like, well, that's just who he is. He say what he want to say. He do what he want to do. And honestly, he does it with everybody, you know? And so we kind of dismiss it. And because, of course, again, like I said in the beginning, that we didn't have these terms to use and these clinical definitions to understand what's really happening in our lives. And so I found myself as an adult woman being very harsh, very masculine in the way that I spoke to people. Like, who y'all see me as today took work. You see me as a work. It took work to get here. I was bad, y'all. Like, I remember this time. Shout out to the homie from around the way in the hometown. His name is Justin. And so we were in a mall one day in my hometown, and I was with one of my best friends, my best childhood friends. We'll call her T. And this young man, I didn't know he liked me at the time. It wasn't until a couple years later that I found out he liked me. We were about 16 or 15. And he was like, I want to talk to you right there. And I said something going up the escalator to the second floor, like, don't F and talk to me or whatever the F something. I went off on him for no absolute reason. And when I look back on times like that in my life, it was because that outlandish behavior and talk was kind of what I grew up with. And it was normal. And I didn't see it as dysfunctional. Give yourself grace, family, for things that you have done that have been because of the effect of your upbringing. It's what I'm trying to say. And I really don't want to hold you guys long on this topic, because I feel like it's a very sensitive topic and it will trigger a lot of people. And I don't want you to leave here feeling worse about your situation. I'll say that. And so when we're talking about emotionally immature and unhealed parents, I think what we need to keep at the forefront of our mind is, how will I respond? How will I react? How will I set boundaries with these people that I know have a track record of being, you know, whatever they are? How will I conduct myself when I'm around them? Am I even going to be around them? Will I even go to see them? Like, I know people who don't even talk to their parents because they're so effing toxic. You can't even have a normal conversation, right? And so for me personally, understanding my parents' pasts has helped me to understand why some things happened in the past of my childhood. I think that if you're like me, it can bring comfort in knowing that it wasn't your fault. Whatever happened to you as a child, it was not your fault, family. It was the fault of your parent, your emotionally immature and your emotionally traumatized parent. And unfortunately, you were an innocent bystander in their unhealedness. And you, unfortunately, suffered the consequences of them not having the tools and the resources to become whole and healed people. Okay? I need y'all to know that and understand. It was not your fault, regardless if they tell you that, well, my life would be different if you weren't born and da-da-da-da-da. That's their, it's not yours. And don't let any of them, father or mother, guilt trip you into believing that their bad choices and decisions is a reflection of you. I don't have nothing to do with it. And so when I personally began to think of things in that way, I was able to forgive and let go and enjoy the rest of the time that I have left with my parents, because I don't know the time nor the day that they'll be out of here. And so I'm at this point in my life, I'm trying to just maximize my time with them, regardless of what happened in the past, regardless of what they did, didn't do, regardless of how they hurt me, regardless of anything. I'm just trying to maximize the time that I have with them now, because they're the only two I have, you know, and there's nothing else. But if you're someone who has set boundaries with your parents because, you know, they're just so toxic and they have not moved forward in their lives, unlike my parents who have done a lot of healing, you know, everybody doesn't have that story like I do. Everybody's parents does not get the help that they need. And, you know, it's just hard, y'all. It's just hard. And I need y'all to know and understand that whatever the emotional trauma that you have from your parents is not because of you. It is because of them. And it is because of their own traumas and issues and unhealed places within them. It is not your fault. And you did nothing wrong. You were just a child. You're just a child. That is it. It's up, y'all. Really, that's what it is. Because when you have parents like this, it's like you're walking on eggshells. You don't know when they're going to blow up. You don't know when they're going to get angry. And even a creak in the floor as you're walking up the steps triggers something in you. It's hard. And if you're still in an environment where you're living with said parent or parents, I would implore you to get the necessary help that you need, if you can afford it or if your insurance provides it. Get the help you need to work out these things, to verbally have an objective standpoint, and to have the resources that you need to move through it. Because this life-ish is not easy for you, and it damn sure wasn't easy for them. Yeah, that's all I have for it. I don't want to stay on it too long because it's so situational. All of this is so situational, and there's no one way cut dry answer as to how you can move forward in your life, which is why I implore and am an advocate for professional mental help. You got to get the help that you need so that you can live a fulfilling life regardless of the issues of the past from your parental figures and parents. And know that you don't have to deal with them either. You don't. Just because they're your parents, you don't have to deal with them. You deal with them at the level and the capacity that you have available. Okay? So y'all let me know in the comments how you feel about it, what your experiences have been, if you want to share, as well as 667-335-1840. And of course, you guys know where to find me on socials. And you're here, see, and we'll speak next time in the next episode, family. Be well, stay vigilant, and be safe. Love y'all. Peace and blessings.